As many as 8 million undocumented immigrants may be part of the U.S. labor force, and there's growing pressure on the federal government to ease the legal entry of even more foreign workers. Industry and agriculture are especially eager, as is Mexico's President Vicente Fox. During a state visit to Washington, D.C. this week, Mr. Fox encouraged Congress and the Bush administration to relax federal restrictions on immigration, but reform there may be a matter of greater urgency for the Mexican president than for American politics. NPR's David Wilna has this report.
When he spoke to a standing-room-only joint meeting of Congress this week, Vicente Fox made the case that the movement of job-seeking Mexicans across the U.S. border, whether legal or not, is inevitable and should be accommodated by U.S. authorities.
Migration flows respond to deep underlying economic incentives, are all but impossible to stop and must instead be regulated.
Fox has made legalizing undocumented Mexicans in the U.S. a top priority for his year-old administration. Mexican political scientist Denise Dresser says for Fox, it's no longer enough just to have been the first opposition candidate to win Mexico's presidency in 7 decades.
He needs a political victory, and he needs it soon. He hasn't been able to accomplish much in the first months of his administration in Mexico, and pushing forward an accord of this nature would be marketable in Mexico as a political triumph.
So Fox startled Washington's political establishment by demanding at the White House that the U.S. and Mexico reach an immigration accord by the end of this year. When asked about that 4-month deadline, President Bush gave a less pressing interpretation of Fox's time frame.
One thing he'll find is we will put 100% effort into during the year, and I hope we can come up with a solution. I want to accommodate my friend.
But that degree of commitment disappointed Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy, who chided the administration at a hearing yesterday on Mexican immigration.
These are complex issues, and they deserve careful consideration and debate. But they also demand immediate attention. We should not have to wait until next year. We have delayed too long already in achieving these long overdue reforms.
A similar note was sounded by U.S. Chamber of Commerce President Tom Donohue, who made a strong case at that hearing for both legalizing undocumented workers and allowing more foreigners to work in the U.S. Donohue also expressed frustration with Mr. Bush's timetable.
The White House, by the way, is dragging its feet a little more than it should. I wouldn't say it's political considerations, but if they are, they're on the wrong curve and they ought to get busy on this matter. And while some would suggest that they're great friends of ours, they are, but when they're wrong, we tell them, and they ought to move very, very quickly on this matter.
But politicians are also looking at the highest unemployment figures in nearly 4 years, not to mention recent polls in which most people oppose an amnesty for immigrants. Some conservative Republican lawmakers go so far as to ridicule Mr. Bush for embracing immigration reform as a compassionate cause. Georgia House Republican Charlie Norwood says the administration ought to enforce the laws on the books.
As a compassionate Republican, I believe the most powerful compassion we can show for all mankind is to stand by the rule of law. And the rule of law is precisely what we will throw out the window by providing a windfall for those who simply ignore American law.
It's not clear how many other lawmakers share those sentiments, but Republicans do appear divided over immigration reform. That's why Mr. Bush may not want to push any harder right now on an issue that might win him Latino votes in a re-election bid, but which also might create a schism in his party and prove costly in next year's midterm elections. David Wilna, NPR News, The Capitol.